yo, you bought me. Yo, if a kangaroo does that to me, I'm out of here. They said don't go into the water with a kangaroo. They said don't go into the water with a kangaroo.
What do you mean, why not?
Because like the kangaroo, it's a ruse for the kangaroo to get you to come into the water.
He's trying to drown you. Yeah.
He's trying to suffocate
you.
So if he sees you, he's just gonna stand there like this and see if you gonna come into the water. Then when you in that water, bro, he gonna run at you and he gonna try to kill you.
So what's the move? He's like,
I'm guessing it's like full Nelson and I was like, and that's a goddamn kangaroo, nigga. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, he's brute strength.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy. It's crazy how animals are. We good? Okay, cool.
Been rolling for a second.
We rolling. We stay rolling.
I feel that. That's crazy. Mansplaining, what episode is this?
974.
Bro, I need to know specifically, but it's all good, bro. Episode, I think 17. I think it's 17. Don't quote me on that. But
one of them.
It's one of them. But welcome back, man. Another.
I don't keep up either. I'm sorry. I'm over here like, hey, episode something.
Yeah, man. I think it's episode 17. welcome back. Bump all that kangaroo stuff. We're here. We're in the Melrose. We're in LA. It's been a crazy month. It's Men's Mental Health Month. So happy Men's Mental Health Month for our men. I hope all our men are out there taking care of themselves and mentally. Self-care is the best care. Yeah. It's also Pride Month. Shout out to our Pride people out there. LGBT+.
Oh man!
At this point, I don't. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Yeah. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But shout out to y'all, man, and we love you guys, man. So appreciate that. What else happened this
love
month?
Love for everybody.
Birthday month. Shout out to our Geminis.
Bro, you just turned 30. Years
I just
old.
Turned 30 years old.
How does that feel?
30. Feels crazy. Oh, man, it was great, man. I got to go home to Georgia. Shout out to my family as well. We had a family reunion, so it was super fitting, man. I got to go home, visit family. It was so much love and energy. It was nice, bro. It was good to relax. I know we're out there in Huntington Beach, bro. We're working all the time and then doing videos and stuff like that. Like, it's always...
We're always grinding.
Always grinding. So, appreciate that.
It was good to go home and just...
Yeah, it was great to go home to just, like, again, self-care, bro. I sat in the bed for probably, like, 4 days, bro.
Don't blame you.
Just chilled in the bed, man. It was amazing. So...
Good food.
Great food. Great.
We had a home-cooked meal and so
we
long.
We got Tim in the building. We're going to stop talking about me for a minute and talk about Tim. What's going on, Tim?
What's up,
AKA
man?
Barbecue Poppy in the building.
Queuing it up. Everything's good, bro.
You had a good men's mental health month?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Don't I look like it? Nah, bro, it was a good month.
It was a great month. It was a crazy month.
It's been good.
But it's been good for the most part.
It's been good. Yeah, I can't complain.
Until today. So today we got a lot of protests going on outside.
Yeah,
we'll get into it. Make sure you follow all the links in the description. We do have an announcement real quick, and I'm going to jump into the content. But we are officially moving the podcast. We have decided we're moving the podcast to our Patreon. And this episode will be the first episode on that Patreon. The rest of the episodes will stay up on YouTube, but from now on we will be moving that to Patreon. I think our lowest tier is like $3. We're not trying to make it like a big thing, like a huge toll on anyone's dollars with gas prices the way it is. So
we're not Umar Johnson.
Yeah, we're not.
$10,000. I need $10,000. Yeah. I just need $10,000. Somebody give me $10,000. It's like, bro, nobody's giving you $10,000. If there's a donation less than $10, I'm not taking it.
What?
You're not taking it.
He said he ain't reading your question.
He's not even going to read your question.
Hey, man, he said he ain't going to read your question if it's $10 or less. He said you can send it to my PayPal or you can send it to my Zelle. If you send it to my Zelle, you got to text me your question. If you send it to my Zelle, you got to send me your text message, your question through text message. If you send it to my Zelle, shut up. We heard you.
What is the fuck? Is there echo in this?
Yeah, bro. Oh my God, I'm mad you just showed me. I had to clip that video up. It was the worst video to clip up. I was like, shut up.
Dr. Umar Johnson. Shut up. I feel you.
Johnson, man. Yeah, man. Wild. Anywho, but yeah, man, we'll be on Patreon, man. So much love. Appreciate everybody who's been supporting. So I hope you guys continue to support us on Patreon. So yep. So let's go ahead and get into the content, man. Let's start with today. Let's just go ahead and start with today. Roe versus Wade.
Man,
oh man, if you have not heard the news, which is possible.
Yeah.
I don't know if you unless you live in LA. or California in any capacity. Roe versus Wade has been overturned. It's been overturned. So I'm gonna look it up real quick, but
yeah, man.
Tim, how do you feel about it?
It's not cool.
It's not cool?
It's never cool.
Okay.
To tell us what to do with our bodies.
It's never cool to tell us what to do with our bodies.
No, bro.
Okay.
I feel like, and then like for dudes, it's like, man.
Now that's where I'm gonna start my thing. That's where I'm gonna start my thing, cause I can see this going two ways. A lot of dudes don't think like me. I personally live on the stigma that abortion been saving a lot of niggas. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, let's be real.
Let's keep it 1,000.
And women too.
And women as well. Yeah. To focus on like the man part, I know women personally that just felt like, you know, the man was not prepared have this child or both. Yeah. Both were not prepared to have that child. And so these abortions are safe. You know what I mean? They get rid of the child, unfortunately. And it doesn't stop you from having kids in the future. But you know what I mean? Because these procedures exist, it allows for safe abort of the child. And that's how I see it. Because personally, I feel like abortions are not going to stop happening, whether it's self-inflicted or they're going to find some other ways. If they can go to South America and do BBLs in a shady hotel, they will find a way to get rid of that child that they do not want. That's just how I see it, and that's how I feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just really depends on whether or not we are doing it in a safe environment that allows people to – that allows women to really – focus on, you know, that safety part of it.
Yeah.
I don't see it as a good thing for women. I agree with you. I don't think that we should be telling people, because as soon as they make vasectomies mandatory, we'll be ass out. Hey,
bro.
Man, you got 3 kids and it's max. No, bro, you know what I mean? Like we're not cool with that either. We're not cool with the justice system touching our bodies, so
right.
You know.
Yeah,
that's
bro.
Just how I feel about it.
Like women, they been through the ringer.
Hey man, it's
hard to be a woman.
At this point,
it always has been, but these days
it's crazy. It's crazy that we're trying to have like these like legitimate conversations of like how to break the barriers between like men and women, especially within like the Black community. And like to me personally, this ain't gonna help either. You know what I mean? I don't think this is about accountability. That's just me personally. I just think that, you know, responsible adults, they feel like they need to abort, then they need to abort. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I tell it like it is, bro. Everybody don't need to have kids.
True.
Everybody don't need to have kids. And, you know, some people make mistakes. It is what it is.
You know, the babies that are not consensual babies.
Yeah.
That means they're forcing the women to have these babies mm-hmm. that, you know, they don't want for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's a part of, I don't care about. Because like a lot of people try to show like percentages and stuff in this. It's not about percentages for me. It's about like the actual, like data doesn't always talk about experience. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That girl has been touched, you know, in the wrong way possible. And sometimes, you know, these men that have been in these situations, they use these as trophies. They use these as, like
right.
you said, like instruments of torture. In a sense, and you know what I mean. I feel like they should be able to abort that. Yeah, it's a whole layer.
You got the dude who did it, and
yep.
then you got the woman
yep.
who has to deal with it.
Yep.
You know, and look at the kid every day, and then
you got the kid who has to be now the punching bag.
Yeah, he's
basically.
Going
you know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
And so, you know, and again, we're not talking about aborting kids like when they have a heartbeat. We're talking about aborting kids in a safe manner. We're talking about aborting kids in a, you know what I mean? When I think it's like before 15 weeks or before something like that. You know, before a heartbeat can be sensed and things of that nature. So I think that personally, like when we have these conversations, I just think that it's crazy. Like they showed like the actual board, like the people who made this like happen. I ain't see, not only did I see only one nigga on that motherfucking Supreme Court case, I seen a whole bunch of white men, older white men. And I was just having that conversation with Chrissy where you're sitting there and you got to imagine, if I can't have kids, I'm going to say it like this. If I couldn't have kids, I can't talk to people that can have kids. I can't relate to them. I don't have kids. You know what I mean? I don't see how they feel. I don't have a woman that's going to ended up pregnant. Like I don't have that. You know what I mean? I'm seasoned. And you can look at those guys on the justice system. They are well past the age where they need to really put their input on this subject. It needs to be women up there. I'm sorry. It needs to be women up there talking about women things. I promise you, I would not feel comfortable with just women talking about men things. Things that are going on with men. Right. I would not.
Like, how could you relate?
You cannot relate. So if the tie was flipped, and especially, like, I'm just being honest, bro. Like, I'm looking at the ratio. Yeah. You know what I mean? Up there. And it's just like, no, you don't have women speaking out and saying, look, man, you can't carry this kid 9 months. Mm-hmm. You're not dealing with the emotional pressure. I got friends telling me that they have postpartum depression. I have friends that tell me about things that they go through when it comes to miscarriages and stuff like that. We're also talking about these surgeries also help when, like, it's either the child or the mother. Facts. Like, these, like...
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, these processes help these individuals. It's not just about a woman coming there, I had sex with a dude one night and I had a child. And then, bruh, it's all different type of cases. So you just can't get rid of it just because of the fact that, you know what I mean, you feel like the kid should be here and stuff like that.
Like,
so
every case is different. Every case is different. Not the same.
And that's what, man. So it's not always about percentages. It's about experience. It's about what that woman is going through. And some men, we don't go through that, bro. Unfortunately, I have never been touched, but also I've never been touched. And then I have a child growing out of me from somebody who has violated me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I can't relate to that, man. So I feel like, especially when it comes to Supreme Courts and stuff like that, we need to start, you know, thinking more along the lines of, all right, let's give women these voices, you know, in these chambers to go, hey, if this affects women, women need to talk about that. If it affects men, men need to talk about that. Mm-hmm. And to me, in this part, that specific right had nothing to do with men. It had nothing to do with us. If a woman wants to abort, and like I said, I think that it saves you niggas. I do. I think it saves a lot of y'all. A lot of y'all don't even know it. You know, look at some of these situations where the dudes find out that they're pregnant and they just up and leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They're like, nope, I don't want to deal with that. Stop responding to the woman. Don't come to anything.
Never see him again.
Never see him again. You know what I mean? Just run off as if they didn't just have a child. Mm-hmm. You got to think about those experiences, not just data.
And it shows like how the upper echelon, the board people, look at us and perceive us.
Yeah.
Cattle, numbers.
Yeah.
It's like they're not looking at you specially. Like they're like, oh no, it's all the same. You all are just like one-nighters that need an abortion.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not the case. Fact. Yeah.
That's not the case.
We have rapes. We have people that don't want it. We have people that, there's so many different cases, bro. That's where it's like we're not all in the same boat, bro.
Yeah, I had an argument, and it's funny that I had an argument with a woman on this case. But, you know, like I said, again, when she was getting back to, like, the percentages and things like that, it was like, man, well, you know, give that child a chance and things like that. And I was like, it's crazy that you brought up that percentage, but, you know, you don't think about, like, the 80% of people that are poor working class and things like that. Like, you don't dive into those percentages where most of those have, like, kids in them.
Yeah.
And things like that. Yeah. And the reason why a lot of those people continue to stay poor is not because, you know, it's not the child's fault, but it is the fault that the child came in at a time where they were not ready for the child.
Facts.
I believe in being stable. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't believe in just sitting here. And like I said, again, some people don't need kids. They don't have the support system to have kids. Like I said, I'm blessed to have the family that I have. You know what I mean? Because I got aunts and stuff like that that will help me, aid me with children.
The kid came to y'all, was like, yo, yeah, it will be loved.
He or she would have a village. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have villages. That's why they abort. They're like, bruh, it's just me and him, or it's just me, him, and my mom, and we all poor. We can't help this kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can struggle with him, but we can't fully help him and stuff like that. And that's just how I feel about the situation, man. So I think
this
wrong.
This doesn't make any like sex or any of us feel safer. It doesn't make, it doesn't help us feel better about any of that.
So it's only going to go two ways for me. It's going to be a lot of men not going to get pussy, or it's going to be, going to be a lot of men are going to get the pussy, and you're going to create a whole new sector of baby boomers.
Like, manosphere is going to be even
And then the manosphere is going to be even more upset. Then these guys that are on there talking about single mothers are going to, you're not helping the situation. You're forcing women that do not want to have children to have children when they get the opportunity to abort. So, you know, that's just how I see it.
No, bro, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, when it comes to our bodies, bro, our temples, no one should have choices.
No, not at all. If I can go to, you know what I mean, I can go to the doctor whether I want to go to the doctor or I don't want to. Hey, man, that's my choice. You know what I mean? Nobody's forcing me. Hey, man, you need to take this physical. If that's the case, it's so much shit that you can force a motherfucker to do before we even get to abortions. You know what I mean? If we're talking about body things and things like that, like, niggas need to go to get physicals and get checked out and see if they got diseases and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, force them to do that.
Yeah, bro.
Don't force this.
This country is so backwards, bro.
Ass backwards. You
it's
know what
ass
I mean?
Backwards.
Ass backwards. And again, like, if you're going to check the women, you got to check the men in this situation.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I didn't see this as a men issue. This was definitely targeted towards men.
Sure.
But, like, if again, they start bringing up, hey, man, you got to get snipped after a certain time, or, you know what I mean? Or, you know, if you had this kid, you can't do this. Bro, we would be like, fuck no, fuck y'all.
We'd be pissed.
Yeah, we'd be upset. So, man, I hope a lot of you women are okay, and I hope y'all make better choices. I hope that men make better choices. That's what basically it's going to boil down to, bro. Like,
and Plan B is going to skyrocket.
Yeah,
bro.
Shoot, I probably should have bought stock in Plan B.
Honestly.
Yeah, man.
Hey, buy stock in Plan B. Hey.
That's where it's going today.
Buy stock in Plan B.
Yeah, man. So we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. I kind of want to move on to something funny, and then we'll go back to something else. But it's just funny. Michael B. Jordan, Lori Harvey.
Oh, man.
They break up.
It's crazy that
it's only been a year.
If they go back, probably a couple months prior to this, we had said that on this podcast. We're like, a year, they're going to be, you know. And here we go.
Yeah, we did.
Can't blame any of them, though, bro.
No, man. How do you feel? Like, I do want to ask that question, man. So, you know, there's rumors. This is all alleged. We don't fucking know. I just want to start that off. We don't fucking know.
You have no idea.
But, you know, there's rumors that he proposed, or he tried to propose or bring up marriage, and she said no. She was like, no, I'm not ready, or anything like that. How do you feel about that, big dog?
He's for the streets. Shout out to my nigga E. She from the street. Nah, bro, honestly, you can't blame her, bro.
No.
She's still trying to live life. She's still young. She's younger than Michael.
Yeah,
Michael's like 33.
Yeah, bro.
She's damn like 25.
She's like 10
she ain't
years.
Done yet.
She ain't done yet.
She ain't done, bro. Yeah. So, like, Michael's good. He's handsome. Got six pack, but she's not done, bro. She's not done yet.
You know what I hate? It's funny that you bring that up. I think that's funny that we qualify that. That qualification is the only thing that qualifies for a good man, but I'm gonna start off with my commentation on. I agree with everything that you say. It's crazy that I hold marriage as sacred. I do. I don't think everybody needs to just be whipping rings out and women. I don't care how long y'all been together. Some of y'all don't really understand what goes in, especially this generation coming up. They have no idea what really goes into marriage, like the actual compatibility. You know what I mean? Y'all can listen to Kevin Samuels all y'all want, but that motherfucker had two failed marriages. You can listen to some of these Manosphere guys as much as you want. They had failed marriages because marriage is more sacred than you think. It's not just about listening to the man and being submissive and all that stuff. It's about actual compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, do you actually like each other? Do you want to be here? There's some men that are in marriages right now. They don't want to be there, bro.
No.
They got married at the wrong time. They realized, they were like, damn, bro, I really just want to play around. But because society has told us, like, oh, propose to her after a certain time and do all this because, you know, she loves you. And she, no, bro. You know what I mean? Some people, be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
You put a lot of pressure on us, bro.
You do. You put a lot of pressure on us. But I'm going to get back to the point of.
It's religious, too.
It is religious.
And that plays a huge role.
Yeah,
bro.
Ritualistic. Yeah, it's ritualistic.
So it's like, hey. Christian, you shouldn't even be having sex or being in the same.
Yeah, y'all can't room. Even be in the same room, right? Yeah, yeah.
Get married.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So, you know, it's a lot of things that, but that's also the hypocritic contradiction part of the whole
religious aspect
of it. Yeah, like, yeah, but you know, I see a lot of men talking, and like, I think that I'm glad that Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey know when to shut up and just let narratives run. Because a lot of times, like, we see, like, and it's not to say that he's a bad person. That's not what I'm saying.
Who, Mike?
Mike, yeah. It's not to say he's clearly, at least from what I've seen and what we've heard about him, he's a clean-cut guy. He's a pretty nice guy.
Pretty
decent
straightforward
guy.
But
we translate that out as simply being good, and that's just being, well, he's a good man. That's exactly what all these women want and things like that. But, you know, again,
like what
it's
I said,
also
oh,
about
he has
time.
A six-pack.
Well, yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, like, and then dudes are, he's the best. I've seen dudes say he's the best of us. Fam, speak for yourself.
Michael B. Jordan's yes. the best of us?
I've heard a dude say that Michael B. Jordan is the best of us. I said, speak for yourself because you don't know that man.
You don't, but we could say he's a good qualification, bro.
He
does meet the qualifications.
He does meet the qualifications.
He ain't really been in too much fuck shit.
That's amazing. Know. And that's, you know? Yep, and that's true, and that's so amazing. Mm. And but what I'm specifically saying is that doesn't always simply qualify you for marriage.
Yeah.
It doesn't always qualify you for. It's about compatibility. Mm. It's about being on the same page. Things of that nature. You don't just get married just out of a whim. And they've only been together for a year. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't think that you can fully learn your partner in a year. I don't. That's just me. I own that. I just
hell no.
I don't think a year you could have went through enough to really like get to know your partner. You haven't been through enough ups and downs. That's just me. Some people could do it. I feel you. You only knew that woman under a year. You married her. Y'all been together for 25 years. More praises to you. Mm-hmm. I just don't. You know what I mean? And again, that comes down to compatibility, learning that person, going through enough falls, going through enough rises, mm-hmm. things like that. So
yeah, bro. And I can personally talk about it because I was married
you
for
married.
5 years,
yeah,
bro.
You get
I was married. I got married at 25, and I got divorced at 30, and that was 5 years. And honestly, it was not the right fit for me, bro.
Yeah.
Not that she was. It was just the whole situation. Like, I just wasn't built for that at that time when I thought I was.
Yeah.
But the thing with marriage is that it's paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a girlfriend and boy. You can't just be like, oh, we're broken up.
Yeah,
like,
you
no,
can't. Yeah, so
a whole legal
and that's
process.
A whole thing, too. So, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people really, like I said, bro, to me, marriage is for everything. Yeah. Even though it's on paper, it's beyond that. You're talking about, I even seen one dude in my comments say he was like, marriage is a scam, and marriage doesn't really work for men or anything like that. I said that's a lie.
Yeah, this
that's
is
a whole.
For women.
Yeah, that's a whole lie. You know what I mean? You're trying to create a. You're talking about laying down a foundation for a family that are supposed to exceed different generations and things like that. First of all, you can't talk about to me. You can't talk about generational wealth without talking about being married, especially nowadays. Because you look at all the paperwork when you talk about life insurance, we talk about all these different things that get benefited. From that's what men think about. Men think about logistics, think about the long term. What happens when I'm not here?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? You can talk about longevity. Like I said, I see all these manosphere talking about men being around. Bro, there's some men that thought they were going to be here forever.
Yeah.
And they didn't have their lives set up for their families. So now their families struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? That's what men think about. So marriage is for men. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
I think the wedding is
for the woman. That's why, and that's what she gets. She gets a beautiful day, and we understand what that is, man. You know what I mean? There is a point where women want to be praised for, you know, their work within that relationship, the beauty of seeing both families come together and things like that. Like, they feel like they found the guy that actually loves them and things like that. He's telling, if you ever been to a marriage and they're reading vows and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's one of the few times where men get to actually be vulnerable with their women and tell them, like, yo, you've done all this for me my entire life, and we're sitting here at this altar together after everything.
Ritualistic, like you said.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. So this figment of everybody's imagination that men don't want that is weird to me, mm-hmm. because that's what real marriage is. And that's what carries you 10, 15, 20, 30, 45 years down the road. It's not this figment of like, yo, can I buy you a Birkin bag every year or something like that, or go take you on this expensive vacation.
Right.
It's the logistical part.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So, you know, with men, I do understand, like, you know, some of these women are young. A lot of y'all are talking to, like, a lot of young women that, like, they're thinking about hot girls summer. And that's okay. They can do that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but they're thinking about hot girl summer. They're thinking about going to trips to Cabo and doing all this other stuff. And that's okay. Men, go live your life as well.
Facts.
You get what I'm saying? But if you're talking about marriage, the person that needs to be in front of you needs to understand the logistical but also the emotional things that go into marriage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not just sitting here talking about some fucking, well, I want you to be submissive and friendly and all that stuff. Big dog, get you a dog. If you want that, that dog will sit there and do whatever you want for it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing with another human being in your life, it's not just going to be a dog. Bro, that motherfucker going to talk back to you sometimes. It's going to challenge you. Sometimes they're going to have their own thoughts. Sometimes they're going to, you know what I mean? And that's the beauty of, like, marriage, too, because you guys get to coexist and you get to cooperate and stuff. It's not a disrespectful thing.
Yeah.
So.
And the thing, the difference is, like, women kind of been programmed subconsciously to want a marriage from, like, princesses and fucking, you know, your knight and Disney. And
what I'm
saying?
Cinderella.
Yeah, they all want that. So it's like the fairy tale thing aspect. Guys are like, yo, listen. Like,
especially like young, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I'm blessed that I had the father that I had, and I had like the men that I've had in my life. But I see a lot of dudes just like as an outside looking in. I've seen like men come up to me and go, man, play around. Do what you got. Boys will be boys. You know, play around. Have fun. Do what you have this girl here, but have this girl there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When it comes to like practices, some men are not prepared to even think about marriage. Like, not even think about it.
These days, it's cool to be like not monotonous.
Yeah, it's cool to not be monogamous. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to do anything else, that's on you. I'm not down in that. But at the end of the day, you also can't like have that content out there where you're talking about, well, you know, women have to stand behind men and stuff like that. But dog, your woman don't stand behind you at the altar. You get what I'm saying? She's standing beside you in front of God. Like, you know what I mean? You got to think about those things when you're talking about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not what you want, bro, you want a woman that you can just turn around and I feel sorry for that woman, but like just turn around and just, you know, be your little house slave and cook and clean and have your kids and take
that's
care of the kids.
Want.
If that's what you
y'all
want
a slave.
If that's what you want, then you know what I mean. There's women out there like that. Unfortunately, sure. I hate to say it like that, but
find
there's
them.
Women out. Yeah, you can find them that don't care about none of that other shit. As long as you pay for everything, you know what I mean.
Yep.
But if you're talking about partner, when motherfuckers talk about partners, talk about life partners and things of that nature, then yeah, bro, you're not living in reality. This generation coming up is not living in that reality of what marriage is.
I'm scared for that generation, big dog.
I am too.
Nervous.
I mean,
nervous.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm scared for them because, like, I think that what we're moving into now is if you want marriage, you go get marriage. If you don't, you don't. I think that, like, you know, when we had our families and stuff back then, you kind of had to be married. You get what I'm saying? Like, especially women, like, they had to be married. Like, they couldn't work. They couldn't be lawyers, CEOs.
Are you talking about back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, there was a time period where they had to sit at home and take care of the kids. They couldn't do anything else. You know what I mean? The man had to go out and work. I feel like nowadays, man, marriages are very good if you know what you're doing. Like, to me, they're instant. You went from making $60,000 a year to, like, now a family. And the family itself is bringing in six figures if everybody's doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you can plan out an actual life with that.
Right.
You can, like, all right, bro, like, we can actually put money aside for stuff. We can actually make sure that, because everything is, in theory, joint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, like, it just kills me, bro. Like, I don't think this generation thinks, like, about that. It's just like, who's in control?
Right. Right.
It's like, nah, bro, you're not ready for marriage then.
And in Lori Harvey case, she just want to go
and that's cool.
Play around.
Exactly. She wants to play around.
That's cool.
And I feel like Michael B. Jordan respected that. Like, yo, you know what? It was a year. We had a great year. I did a lot for her.
Cut scene to him at the pool with a snow bunny.
Yeah. Hey, man. And it is what it is. Yeah, bro. It is what it is, man. He got over it. You know what I mean? So it's all good, man. It's all love. Love to both of them. I hope they both, you know, find what they're looking for and call it a day, bro.
They'll be all right.
They're going to be. Yeah, they'll be all right.
Ain't nobody, regardless.
Regardless. So let's talk about it, man. We got to talk about Amber Heard, bit dog.
Amber Turd.
Got to talk about Amber Heard. If I don't talk about Amber Heard, I'm going to get a phone call. So,
oh, man, it's like that. Well, Amber Heard took a huge Amber L. Because she, hey, bro. Johnny Depp walked out of there like, man.
Man, hey, man, listen.
Like a mob boss.
You got embarrassed. I'm going to ask you a real question.
Uh-oh.
How do you?
I hate those.
How do you?
I hate questions.
How do you feel? How do you? First of all, how do you feel about the case? How did you feel about the case in general? Just like it being on television.
All that was Johnny Depp. Okay. Johnny Depp wanted to do this to her. Bro.
Sure,
he wanted to.
I can
so
agree.
So it was like the fact that it was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shows you the like how far he was willing to go
to expose her ass. Yep.
So now we know Amber Heard took a shit on the bed. You know, we know a bunch of shit. There was bottles involved and vaginas. Like, we know stuff that, like, bro, I didn't even think that could possibly happen. So it's like, and this is Johnny Depp.
I seen Elon Musk on the elevator.
Yeah, I heard Elon Musk, Johnny Depp say Elon Musk got a crooked dick.
Man.
That's where we at. And we expect, that's where we exposed
man,
shit.
That man went from crooked dick to buying half of Twitter, dog. What's going on? What's going on, bro? Yeah, man, it's crazy.
I just thought it was a show. I thought it was a good show.
I thought it was a good show.
I was like, yo, they should put this on Netflix, bro. Honestly. Yeah. They should have put on episode part one.
Somebody made a lot of money off this shit.
Honestly, they could have made even more if they put that on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch a documentary come out in about 2 years.
Oh, absolutely.
The Amber Turd Johnny Depp trial.
That's just crazy.
Documentary.
Now I'm gonna be shockumentary. Now I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I thought in a lot, I don't know if women gonna really see this as a L or what, but
ooh.
I saw this was a win for men, and I'm gonna tell you why. Not just because take out the celebrity shit, because some things are relatable just from like what we see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know what I mean. We've seen men be lied on. We've seen men be lied on about silly shit and women taking shit too far just because they don't get what they want. Okay. Mm-hmm. Taking shit way too far. Just simply off the that's really what this case was about to me. She didn't get what she wanted, so she made up a lie on this man so that she can have the career that she wanted.
Sure did.
And that's the only thing that I took from this. I don't care about all that other stuff. I cared about the fact that a dude was lied on. He lost everything. He lost roles. We watched Fantastic Beast. You know what I mean? Great movie. It probably wouldn't be even better if Johnny Depp was in it. And that's not taken away from the actor that played Grindelwald. But I'm just specifically saying that he did a great job. I know Johnny Depp would have done just as equal or greater.
Yeah.
And you lost that. You lost Pirates of the Caribbean. You lost a character off the strength of someone telling a lie, mm-hmm. writing an article in a paper.
Millions of dollars.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now, even take that off of Johnny Depp. Put just a regular schmo in that picture. Put a regular woman in the picture of Amber Heard. Big dog, that man can't go home to his family with the shit that she told that in that paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He can't work. You're talking about he possibly be in jail. Mm-hmm. He'd be in jail.
Yeah.
And because this man because Johnny Depp is a celebrity, mostly, he's not going to jail. You know what I mean? She didn't. And so he had to publicly humiliate her because she humiliated him in this sense.
Yeah, she did.
You know what I mean? So for men, that was the win. It was the proof that like some of y'all women, not a lot, but some of you women will go so far on a lie just because you didn't get what you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's what I took from it. I know a lot of women are going to be upset about it. I seen Amy Schumer's dumbass take on it. And I just feel like...
Honestly, bro, and she like hurt women in that aspect too.
Yeah, man. She did.
She, the whole like Me Too movement and all. Yeah. Hey, man. We looking at that like,
believe all women? Sure we? Like, sure and, we? And that's what the question's gonna come up in a lot of court cases moving forward, is even with celebrities, bruh. Should we just believe them? You get what I'm saying? I agree that this country specifically in the United States of America has a problem with making sure women are protected in these certain instances where they are attacked in domestic violence situation, where they are, you know, assaulted and things like that. Because sometimes we move a little too slow. You know what I mean? The dude is gone now or is way, you know, is out of, what is it called? When it's been too long on a case. I'll think about it in a minute. But it's when a case is, it's basically when a case is too long out of reach where you can't try the brother. Like, you can't try the person anymore. And so, you know, you have that. Like, I understand that this country has an issue with that. But this country also has an issue with women who use these movements.
Statute of limitations.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go.
I was over here stewing on
And I'm an idiot. I'm sorry that point. I couldn't even think of it. Statute of limitations where they end up getting away with it because, you know what I mean, the wait was so long or the woman waits so long or whatever the case may be. And so you have that happening. And I understand that this country has a problem with that, but we also have a problem with people who misuse movements. Amber Heard was one of them, where she misused this movement. There are women that are absolutely getting destroyed, traumatized.
Yeah,
and they need to be heard. And then you got an Amber Heard who was like, "All right, I'm going to use this for money. Right. I'm going to use this to gain a role.
I'm going to cry wolf.
You know." And so I feel bad for the women too, bro. I feel bad for the women in this situation.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to go into a courtroom where this dude did do it. And he, you know what his stance is going to be? Well, y'all seen what happened with Johnny Depp. She could be lying.
Y'all sure she ain't lying?
Y'all sure she ain't lying? You know? What if that case doesn't go to court?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel bad for Johnny Depp. I know he said he got a lot of roles afterwards. Yeah, he didn't seem like he cared. But I also think that he did this because he understood that, like, yo, this shit crazy.
We can't have it.
This can't happen. This can't happen to us. No, bro. And yeah, she antagonized it, but I do think in the back of, like, Johnny's mind, he went, like, yo, I could really embarrass her, and then it's going to blow this whole Me Too believe all women shit out of the water. Like, women are just gonna be like, damn, like, she dead ass lied.
Dead ass.
And then kept, and then now doing like a world tour, just writing a book.
Of course.
Over.
Because now she's got to monetize off of it.
And stuff like, and I just think that's so crazy.
Yeah, bro, she's got
to
monetize.
That's crazy. She, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, bro. So. But like, yeah, I mean, shit, she Johnny Depp trying to make her pay 10 mil. She ain't got
10 mil. I think they told me she has a house in Arizona. I think it's worth like 2 mil, something like that.
Hey, put that up. Put that up, man. Put that up. Get that to
now,
Johnny.
I also will say that she also won, I think, like $2 million or something like that in the defamation case. She did win some money in the defamation case as well.
In the first case?
Yeah, in the first. So, yeah, she won a little bit of money. But
you can use that to pay all.
Hopefully she used some of that. But yeah, bro, I think he won like 15 and something like that, in between like 15.
I think her lawyers told him, Johnny, like, please, like, don't make her pay that much. Like, she does not.
She's already dead. Her career, to me, is. Do you think that
dead
she
in
will?
Water.
They are trying to, like, well, I ain't gonna say they're trying, but Aquaman 2, like, you know, there's some a little bit of pushback on. The director came out and said, like, yo, I'm not gonna.
Take
you
her
know,
fully out, right?
She yeah, I think she was like, yeah, she's in a couple scenes, supposedly. And he came out, he made a statement saying that I'm not going to let the fans dictate that. And so I'm like, that does make sense. But then I would ask him to say, the question is okay, will the evidence help your case? Because you watched the case, right? Mm-hmm. So you watched her lie, right? And you know that's going to help, it's going to mess with your money, right? Like, okay. Hey, case closed to me. Hey, buddy. Hey, keep filming your movie.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
I think it's just off the name at this point. Now people might just see it just to see what scenes Amber Heard's in. You never know, bro. You never know.
Maybe.
That's the only reason I mean, that's the only reason you can think.
Maybe there are some people out there that do still support Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Based on So I can't hold her. I can't hold him. I guess I can't.
He didn't put her in the whole movie though. He only put in some scenes.
I'm gonna have her coming out the water like Free Willy in the background.
Hey, she needs this money,
dog. Y'all just gonna leave her broke.
Background actor now. Yeah, Amber Heard.
I'm just like I said. I'm just a part of me, and maybe this is me being selfish. A part of me is like, Johnny Depp lost all that, and this girl is still. They're still like, we'll leave you in a couple scenes.
Yeah,
you won't have the role that you had, but we'll do a little here and there.
Like Johnny Depp said, he's like, how do you think she got Aquaman? Sir? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. How do you think she even got that motherfucking role, bro? Yeah. Hey, he's not tripping, bro. He did. This is a public fuck. Like, this is a public show of just like, we're gonna just publicly destroy you in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. It's like you took what? Because honestly, he was like, my house in France, my house in whatever. He has money from the 70s, bro, like 80s. Like, Johnny Depp's good. Mm-hmm. So anything that like comes of this is just for. To put her on blast, bro. Amen. Now, will she get any more roles after this?
Yeah.
Probably. Are they going to be like huge A-list movies? Roles? No. Yeah. She's going to be on Lifetime, maybe. You know, Annie.
Lifetime movies.
She might be, but Hallmark.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? They're going to watch her on Hallmark.
On Hallmark Channel, yeah.
Okay.
That's what she can get, you know?
Yeah.
She is Amber Heard.
She is Amber Heard.
Amber Turd.
That's crazy, man.
That's funny, man.
Real quick, and I think we're gonna close after this one.
Are we?
Is it time? Is it close?
We got about 18, 19.
Okay, cool. Great. So we can also talk about Trouble. We can talk about a little bit about Trouble.
Trouble
who? Trouble the rapper. He passed. He passed in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah,
to talk about that situation since I came back from Atlanta. Because I think that was so That's so crazy, bro. So if you guys don't know, Trouble, the rapper, he did pass earlier. He actually passed on my birthday. He actually passed on my birthday. He was over a young lady's house, and the young lady had an ex break into the house, and he was beating her ass at first. Trouble woke up, of course, attacked the brother. He pulls out a gun, he shoots Trouble, and he leaves the scene. I believe Trouble, and this is just off of what I read, like, I believe Trouble died.
At the scene?
Not at the scene. I think he died at the hospital. Mm. I believe so. You guys can correct me in the comments, but terrible, bro.
That's crazy.
Just terrible. Just reading that report, shout out to my friend Kenya. She sent me the report that was on, I think it was on, like, Spiritual Word or something like that, but... Basically, she dumped the man because he didn't have a job. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to be doing. And he got into an altercation with her in the car, and he left. He, like, jumped out the car, and he left that. And so, again, she ends up changing her locks. She ends up doing everything that you would think that a person's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she has some type of intimacy with Trouble. Trouble's in the bed sleep. She's in the bed sleep, and he breaks into the house. And he's, like, standing over her, and he's, like, clocking her while she's asleep.
That's insane.
That's nuts.
To wake up, turn around, and see your girlfriend getting her ass beat?
Yeah.
It's going to be an issue in that house.
Yeah, dog. So
someone is not going to make it out.
Yeah,
too bad it was Trouble.
And the fact that you're, like, sleeping, just imagine, like, you're knocked out. You ain't seen this man in a minute, and he breaks into your house. He's hitting you upside the head. Like, he's just knocking you upside the head.
Tagging your shit.
And, you know, you wake up. And that, to me, I feel like that was the bitch move, too, because you woke the guy up. He starts beating your ass, and then you pull out a gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. At that point, you should have left. Like, you should have did. You're like, hey, bro, you know what? Bro, let me get up out of here. That's just how I feel. Like, you know what I mean? Back out of that, bro, because you already took a L. Yeah, bro, you in that. I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, I'm breaking in this lady's house, and I'm in too deep, bro. I'm in too deep here. And so, like, to me, like, the lesson was just simply, like, yo, guys, like, I ain't killing no nigga over no other nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, over no woman. Like, I'm not killing.
And this is a side note, bro. Like, honestly, like, goes out to men. Like, we have to just start doing a little sort of background checks. Like, if y'all got girls with crazy exes,
mm-hmm.
you probably should know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Before you hop in the bed and that nigga come through and do what he did to Trouble, bro.
Yeah.
Gotta do a little bit of background searching, a little bit of work.
I don't even know if she told that man. She didn't put that in the report, but I guess that's something you have to ask. I'm like, did Trouble even know this man existed?
Just woke up to fuckery and lost his life.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy. But that ain't gonna stop me from going over to women's houses, dog. Cause I would, just to be honest with y'all, that wouldn't stop me. But I get what you're saying too. Like, yeah, you do need to do a little background check and stuff like that. Cause like, I seen what dudes was trying to say. They were like, well, you never know the ex's thing and all that stuff. But I also put it like this, bro. If he crazy enough to break into a house, he crazy enough to follow you. He crazy enough to find out your whereabouts too and breaking your shit. Mm-hmm. So I just. Either way, he still has a gun on him. So I just would not, I wouldn't do that. Nah.
Do what?
I mean, I wouldn't, I just don't believe in just like that there's enough information. If a nigga is crazy, he's crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe she should have told him. Maybe, I don't know if she told him.
It would help.
It would help. But I don't know if Trouble's probably like, man, fuck that nigga. When he gonna come? You know what I mean? You're not thinking like, all right, bro, I mean, it'd be knocked out.
And he gonna come through.
He gonna come through, man.
It could be in the back of your mind.
He could be.
Because, like, it's either you know a little bit about it or know nothing to wake up to fuckery, bro.
Yeah.
And then that's even worse. It's like, what the fuck is... I'm trying to
figure out why Trouble wasn't strapped. Like, that's the one question that I don't know if Trouble has, like...
These rappers,
feelings,
man.
Feelings or something. But Trouble a cool nigga. I would think Trouble, you know, is strapped.
And he was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, he was in Atlanta.
Oh, man, he should have been.
Yeah, I don't know why he wasn't. I don't know why he wasn't strapped. You know, and I'm not making fun of the thing. I'm just like, damn, bro. Like,
no, he should have.
I would have thought this dude would have been, you know, strapped or something. Or maybe he left it on the side of the bed or something. He didn't think.
Couldn't even reach to it, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that.
You gotta imagine.
That's true too.
Second.
Like, again, you are like waking up.
It's not a movie. You gonna get.
Yeah, this
blasted,
is
bro.
This is not a movie. Like it's I said, man, Mike Tyson, like, hey, man, everybody got a plan until they get hit.
That's a fact.
So until they
That's
get
a
hit,
fact.
Everybody got a plan. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, shout to Trouble, man. Rest in peace. That's just crazy, bro. I don't know. I don't even know how to even solve that. I just don't blame the woman.
No.
I don't blame her. I can't. She ain't breaking nobody's house and beat their ass and shoot nobody. So
no,
you know what I mean. We just gotta do a little bit better. On that part too, like our mentality has to be a little bit better.
Yeah.
On that, like the fuck,
mm-hmm.
the fuck, we got to get better, man. So, yeah, man. That's all I got, big dog. You got something else?
Hey, man.
Got something for me?
It's been a month.
It's been a good month. It's been a good month outside of some fuckery.
It could be better. I'm just playing.
Yeah, it could be a lot better.
I'm not happy till I'm making six figures.
Yeah.
Quote, like my boy Jeremiah said.
Hey, man. I ain't
happy till I'm making six figures.
So
I'm content, though.
2 seconds on the story. I was on the phone. And it was a guy. I was walking into our apartment, and it was a guy that was talking up there. We talk every day. He's like, what's going on, brother? I'm like, yo, I'm good. And he's like, man, I wish I was doing better than you. I hate when people tell me that. And he was like, yeah, man, I wish I was doing like you. I said, brother, I'm not doing good. I'm not doing good until I make six figures, put six figures in my pocket. That's when I'm doing good. That's when I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's quotable.
Doing excellent.
It's a quotable.
So I'm okay. We live in life.
We content.
Good. Yeah, we're content. We're in a content stationary plane right now. So.
Yeah. Business-wise.
Business-wise.
Personal-wise, I'm good. We good.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, man, shout out, man, like, subscribe, comment. I said, again, this is going to be on Patreon, so make sure you share this and stuff with your friends if you guys love this content. So,
yeah,
appreciate
man.
Y'all. Appreciate you, Tim.
Appreciate
we're,
you.
We're out of here.
Gone. Peace. That's it. Let's go home and eat tacos.
Go home and eat tacos.